The sun shone for nearly a week on the Sigrid garden. This was what Mary called it. She liked the feeling of being shut out of the world in a fairy place. Mary was beginning to like being outside. She could run faster and skip to 100. She worked in the garden. She was more pleased with the work every day. She found many more green points and cleared the earth around them. Sometimes she tried to imagine the flowers that were coming. She became friendlier with Ben Weatherstaff. "How long have you been here?" he asked.
"A month,"
answered Mary.
"You are a credit to Misselthwaite," said Ben. "You are fatter and not so yellow. You were ugly when you arrived."
Mary was not vain, so she was not offended.
"If you wanted to make a flower garden, what would you plant?" she asked.
"Bulbs and sweet-smelling things, but mostly roses," answered Ben. "I learnt about roses from a young lady I was gardener for."
"Where is she now?" asked Mary.
"Heaven,"
said Ben, and pushed his spade into the earth.
"What about the roses?" asked Mary. "How can I tell if they are alive or dead?"
"Look at them carefully after the rain and see what happens," said Ben.